From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. So we have coming up an update on a panhandler who got a $100,000 payout from the city of New York. Yes, very interesting. And also the F word, fidelity, relationships. Our sex and sexuality series continues. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in California, where Yolanda King, the oldest daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., has died. We'll have a remembrance of her a little later in the show, including an interview she gave to News and Notes just last year. Also in California, a Los Angeles jury recommended the death penalty yesterday for serial killer Chester Turner. He was convicted of murdering 10 black women and a fetus. One of the women was 5.5 months pregnant when she was killed. He was considered one of L.A.'s most prolific serial killers. He's already serving an 8-year prison sentence for raping a woman in 2002. Now, yesterday, we spoke with Jerry Johnson, whose daughter and unborn grandchild were murdered by Turner. She recalled the moment that she first realized her daughter's killer actually lived in their neighborhood.
After the picture of Mr. Turner came out in the paper in 2004, my son and my nephew said, you know, he was in our backyard at the repast dinner. But because he was such a nondescript person, nobody paid him any attention or anything. He was just like a shadow around. He was just somebody in the community with no one to suspect him because everybody he would perpetrate, he'd kill him, so he had no witnesses.
Now a judge is going to consider the jury's recommendation and formally impose a sentence at a July 10th hearing. Turner's lawyer says the case that will automatically go to appeal and could take up to 2 decades to resolve.